Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 27th, 2020. In this segment, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the Vedic astrology zodiac for October 2020. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, this channel has moved to a paid subscription format. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. So, as we leave September behind and step into October, there are a number of significant changes happening in the heavens, creating new energy patterns, indicating a rather consequential month. First up, we have Saturn ending its retrograde period. After 5.5 months of appearing to move backwards in its orbit, Saturn seems to stop moving and then slowly resumes its normal forward progress in the zodiac. When a planet changes from retrograde to forward motion, it appears to be motionless for a period of time. For the outer planets, like Saturn, this stationary period lasts for several weeks, starting a couple of weeks before the planet ends its retrograde period. In astrology, a stationary planet is regarded as extra strong. Saturn has strength already because it is transiting in its own sign, Capricorn. So, Saturn, at the end of September and for most of October, is extra strong. Saturn is the energy of limitation. It's the reality check planet. Saturn is the planet of structure, the planet of the established order. Saturn represents stability and security. It's the planet of the status quo. Saturn is the planet of time and delay, the planet of endurance and persistence. Capricorn is the sign of setting goals and achieving tangible results. Capricorn takes on responsibility and gets the job done. I call Capricorn the manager sign of the zodiac. While Saturn is stationary in Capricorn during October, its energy for setting goals and achieving them is really powerful. And remember, this energy is available to everyone. But of course, Saturn's condition is not the only thing going on in the zodiac. A rather different, perhaps counterbalancing energy pattern happening simultaneously is the situation with retrograde Mars. Mars began a retrograde period on September 9th at 4 degrees in sidereal Aries. While in its own sign Aries, Mars is strong, but since it is retrograde, it is not behaving normally. The planet of action doesn't like being held back from forward progress in the zodiac. Mars is the energy of initiative, and Mars wants fast results. Being retrograde tends to pressurize Mars's natural aggression, leading to potentially explosive situations. In Vedic astrology, retrograde Mars is considered more malefic than usual. In other words, quite capable of causing harm. During the first week of October, on October 3rd, Mars backs into sidereal Pisces. The planet of action and aggression will be in the idealistic sign of hope and faith, compassion and emotional support for the rest of its retrograde period. But since it is retrograde, the need for action gets thwarted. Pent-up desire gets stymied. the Piscean hope and faith feels frustrated and betrayed, and this brings out the downside of Pisces, resentment and vengeance. In the Vedic birth chart of the USA, Pisces is the fourth house. The fourth house of a country's chart represents the lands of the country and the people who live on the land, in other words, the common people. Thus, we get a pressurized, angry, vindictive retrograde Mars affecting the people of the homeland. Also note that from this position, retrograde Mars will be sending its angry, frustrated energy to the USA natal Saturn, the planet of the establishment, which resides in the 10th house, the house of the leadership. So this is not good. It's a sort of torches and pitchforks situation. Also, Mars is the planet of destruction. Pisces is a water sign. So this can manifest as more destruction from Mother Nature in the form of storms and flooding. Another retrograde situation develops in the middle of October. Mercury begins its final retrograde of 2020 on October 13th at 17 degrees sidereal Libra. Mercury is the planet of communications. When it is retrograde, communications get screwed up, delayed, misinterpreted, and misunderstood. When the planet of rational thinking is backwards in the zodiac, people are more irrational. Retrograde Mercury means the planet of information and the media is going back over a previously traversed portion of its path, which suggests revisiting the past stories and past communications. While transiting in Libra, retrograde Mercury will be directly opposite to Uranus, which is also retrograde. Uranus represents sudden, unexpected events. So here we have a planetary setup indicating some unexpected news, possibly dug up from the past. In other words, the October surprise scenario. Retrograde Mercury is well known for making mistakes with facts and data. During a Mercury retrograde period, the initial news reports are likely to be incorrect. Since Mercury is the planet of making choices, it is the planet of voting. It's also the planet that represents the mail. Of course, voting is already in progress via the mail, so this is not a good thing for those mail-in ballots. Mercury will continue to be retrograde all the way to November 3rd, Election Day. Another planetary pattern that is getting stronger and therefore more likely to produce events is the conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto. Backing up for a bit, Jupiter and Pluto have been in close proximity for all of 2020, first in Sagittarius, and continuing when they both entered into Capricorn, and then, after turning retrograde, the two backed back into Sagittarius at the end of June. Jupiter's retrograde period ended in the middle of September. Pluto ends its retrograde period on October 5th. And will be essentially stationary for the entire month. Meanwhile, Jupiter starts advancing towards a final rendezvous with Pluto, which will be exact in November, and just a degree apart, actually, on Election Day. Jupiter is the planet of belief, ideology, truth, morality, law, and justice. Pluto has a Shiva-like energy, complete destruction, followed by rebirth. While these two planets have been in an extended conjunction this year, we have seen a lot of truth, law, morality, and justice torn to shreds by federal and state administrations, by police departments, by the media. We seem to be living in a post-truth world. This energy pattern continues and gets stronger as we get closer to the November election. Adding to Jupiter's woes, retrograde Mars, transiting in the late degrees of sidereal Pisces during October, will be in a square aspect pattern with Jupiter. Mars, planet of action, due to its retrograde condition, is creating a lot of tension and pressure all on its own, and, by being in a square aspect with Jupiter, is operating at cross purposes with Jupiter. This arrangement puts even more stress on the planet of truth and justice. Of course, the current controversy over confirming a new Supreme Court justice is a manifestation of this problematic energy pattern. Making matters worse, at the same time that Mars is exactly square to Jupiter in mid-October, Venus will be directly opposed by Neptune. That's the planet of guidance and value, being opposed by the planet of delusion and deception. Looks like truth will be in a short supply in the middle of October. One more thing that bears mention. Coming up at the end of the month, actually October 31st, there will be a full moon exactly conjunct Uranus. When any planet gets tightly involved with the lunar cycle, either by being conjunct the new moon or conjunct the full moon, that planet has an outsized influence on the month's energy. Here we have Uranus, the planet of freedom, rebellion, excitement, disruption, and unexpected events, in an exact conjunction with an Aries full moon. It will be interesting to see how this one manifests. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for October 2020. Hope it didn't bum you out too much. And now a reminder. You have been watching Astrology News Report's once a month free public video. If you would like to see the next 4 weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in the October reports. October 4th, Mars retrograde in Pisces and the effects for each rising sign chart. October 11th, Mercury retrograde in Libra and the effects for your rising sign chart. October 18th, an analysis of what's going on in the USA chart. October 25th, planetary patterns on election day and how they affect Trump and Biden's charts. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. Thank you, and until next week.